Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. Kim III, leader of North Korea, will not be able to snooker President Trump. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
With the success of the North Korean leader Kim going in and meeting with the leader of China, and the first trip out of the country is setting up indeed, I think, for a conversation between the leader of North Korea and President Trump. How do you look at it?
Well, that's probably true. But, you know, I've got to say, you know, the irony here is you have President for Life Xi of China with President for Life Kim Jong-un, Kim number three, you know, or Kim the third, if you prefer, meeting each other, dictators, in other words. And they're trying to set up an environment where they can snooker the president of the United States. I don't think Donald Trump is going to be snookered. By the time that summit occurs, John Bolton, who I happen to know fairly well, I don't think John Bolton, who's going to be the national security advisor next week, is going to fall for this kind of nonsense. I think he has a very clear-headed idea of who the young Kim Rocket Man is, what his interests are. He's seen successive U.S. administrations really get snookered by North Korean offers to negotiate, where they, you know, made all these offers and then they gave nothing in return, and, you know, soon afterwards developed long-range ballistic missiles, continued to develop the nuclear weapons programs, and then exploded nuclear weapons, which they hadn't done before. So I think all of this is going to, with John Bolton as national security advisor and Donald Trump as president, I think it's going to be a very, very interesting summit meeting in May when President Trump and the young Kim meet together. And I don't think the young Kim is going to be able to accomplish what his grandfather and father did before. I don't think he's going to be able to snooker the Americans any longer.
Ken Timmerman with the details as to why North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un won't be able to snooker President Trump. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The face-to-face meeting between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim III got a boost recently when there was a meeting between the leaders of China and North Korea, which took place in China. Kim Jong-un returned to North Korea to say he wants a nuclear-free Korean peninsula. This sets the way for the Trump-Kim meeting to take place, though North Korea is not in Bible prophecy until the end of the tribulation period. That's Revelation chapter 16 and verse 12, when the kings of the East will make their way to Jerusalem. This North Korean leader has made himself a major player in our world today. This report is helping us to understand how the stage is set for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...